Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Woo! It's Friday! Oh, God, it's a party, you guys. Alice. Yep. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's a great day. It's a weird day, too, for us, because we're doing a secret show today. And we haven't done one in a really long time. Thank you to everyone who sent bad advices. I've been reading through them. You people are filthy. I don't know if we're going to be able to keep up with you and your disgustingness.
Yeah, we can. Come on. We're pros.
We'll find out, right? I mean, I'm going to try and get to a lot of them today.
We're pros. You've been giving horrible advice for years.
You're right. We're super good at it. It's true. Just ask us. We'll tell you whether. Well, even if you don't ask us, we'll give you advice. You know what you should do. bad advice. That'll be part of it. I have a story that I felt like, well, we can't talk about that, ladies. Bahuha. On the regular show.
Don't forget the man nipple story. That's got to happen.
What's the man nipple story?
The man nipple story.
Oh, right. We wrote that down earlier, right?
I don't know what it is, but you've encountered it. I had a lady pinch mine once, and I went, what are you doing?
Yeah.
And she was like, well.
I think I've told my man nipple story on a past secret show, but, we can talk about that again. Yeah, we have lots of.
There's plenty of stuff to talk about for the first show back.
Mm-hmm. That's for sure. Probably the first five shows back. That's when we're in trouble. Now we're like, what do we talk about now? keep those bad advices coming. You can send any question, any thought that you have, big or small, or even just feedback on the show. Certainly that's welcome as well. And you can send that to Bryn, B-R-Y-N, at RadioAlice.com with bad advice or secret show as a subject line, just so that we can pick it out of the scrum. And it's just super
Speaking
fun reading
of,
them.
Of picking from the scrum, it does appear our Coco would be willing to look at some contestants in the dating game. But honestly, don't be worthless and a loser. Like, you really got to be something special.
Yeah, you guys got to go through Vinny first.
So. Yeah, you send that in. I'll give it a read.
Yeah, and we'll see.
If you're not a loser, we'll consider you.
Yeah.
Be
I like
handsome.
That.
And have something going for yourself.
And Vinny's a tough filter. I mean,
he really
is. Punt, actually, usually.
Yeah. That is Vinny's blanket advice.
I wouldn't let you
anywhere near
her.
Yeah,
I like this idea.
Unless you've got something
go
going on.
Vinny's like the gatekeeper. So that'll be good. Anyway, it's today, and you can find it at the Odyssey app. Thank you. It's just a podcast, like any, Once you're subscribed, I think you can ask your kitchen device to, that lady who sits in there just waiting for you to call her name. Mm-hmm. She's so eager. Sometimes you're not even talking about her and that chick is chiming in. And like everyone in the room yells, hey, stop.
Or she's sometimes just sleeping on the job.
Oh, right.
Hey,
I know.
Wake up.
When I need her, I'm like, excuse me, I'm trying to get you to set a timer.
Hey.
I'm sorry. I can't do that right now.
You really use that thing, don't you?
Oh, my God. That thing is absolutely a part of our lives.
Trip.
Yeah. You don't use your device?
I don't use it hardly ever. The only time that I ever encounter that thing is because it's on the portal that we have at our house, the one that we were gifted, the Facebook portal
one?
Or whatever it is.
Yeah.
It's accessed through there, and sometimes at dinner or when I do the dishes, they'll play music. When I do the dishes, I like to play Slayer, so that I'll ask it for that.
Oh, she'll do trivia. We do question of the day with her, and there's all these trivia things that she does, and we have our own teams. It's
there's
great.
This, one game I play with my friend, I forget what the name is, but it's basically what we play here on the show, where you have to guess name that tune.
Oh, so, she'll do name that tune.
Yeah,
I love name that tune
of like different genres, and so we always do like 90s stuff. So
that's great.
Wow, yeah. That's kind of fun. And I didn't know it did that.
Yeah,
yeah,
and
it's fun.
Gives you like three chances. So it'll play a small one, and if you don't get it, then it'll play like a bigger part of the song.
That's exactly what we do. That's super. So you just say, hey, you let's play name that tune.
Yeah, and you can play with a stranger too.
She's trying to take my job.
Yeah.
What do you mean you can play with a stranger? Like someone else is on there playing?
Or it's probably a computer, but yeah. You go, do you want to play by yourself or with two people? And then if you say two people, I've done it by myself with stranger. You don't see the stranger. You don't know
but
anything
can I
about
have,
them.
Can the different members of the family be in it?
Yeah, you can do player one, player two.
I see.
In the same
household. it's definitely it plays music. I ask it what the weather is. I ask it to do timers for me. Every question we have, that's like the first thing you could, rather than pick up your phone and Google something at dinner, you just say, hey, what's this thing? Or that thing, or the other thing. Wow.
Many people have written in that you were talking about the Fabulous 40s in Sacramento. That's the place that you
so
wanted. Any house 40s. On that block.
Oh, my God. Just fabulous is exactly, absolutely beautiful. I was amazed. I really didn't think of Sacramento as having this, you know, really upscale, beautiful neighborhood. I was wrong. Sacramento is amazing. Just ask us. We do the ads for them. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by the graduating class of 2021. Congratulations to you. If you're graduating this year or you did last, oh my God, this has been tough. 2 years of Zoom classes, basically. You know what? It was harder than anybody else had to go through, and you still did it. So congratulations to you.
They're ready for the corporate world now.
They certainly are.
They are.
The thing you've been doing for the last 2 years, that's basically what you'll be doing.
Yeah.
Or off to college, or, you know, maybe you're graduating from college, whatever it is. Good on you. That's wonderful. It's been tough. And you were robbed, because there's so much that goes along with your senior year in high school or college that is just, you missed out. And I'm really sorry about that. I feel terribly sorry for the kids who didn't get a prom, or, you know, to walk in front of the rest of their class and have a chance to say goodbye in person. All these people you're not going to see again.
I'm with you. And yet, guess what? Things are tough all over.
They are.
It's true. Sucks for everybody. I'm with you. It's bad, but you can't find anybody that skated through this unscathed. That's just been tough.
It was an all-encompassing scathing party. All right, let's do this. The new music. It's Friday, so all the new releases come out. And actually, the next few weeks, there's a lot of good records coming out.
Good.
So, and we've got a couple good ones today, and just the weeks ahead are look really interesting. The Black Keys have their 10th album out. It's 11 blues covers paying tribute to legends, John Lee Hooker, Junior Kimbrough, Kimbrough possibly. I don't know that guy, but it's called Delta Cream.
Cool. Mm-hmm.
Cream with a K. And it's, there you go, the Black Keys. Let's hear what this sounds like.
Here's Crawling King Snake.
I love these guys. I saw these guys at the Fox in Oakland, and they were so good. I can't wait.
Yeah, I remember you raving about this.
By the way, I should just mention something I've been seeing sort of online. Shows are getting booked. Like, tons of bands are finally going, I think we can do this.
Yep.
So it's really good news.
It is. A lot of the festivals are coming back. I'm seeing lineups from all over the country, and tickets are selling briskly. Mm-hmm. It's going to be, I mean, knock wood.
Can't wait to see shows.
It's going to be a good year. All right, what else is on this record? How many did you pull from this? Three?
Yeah, I got three.
All right, give me another one. I'm going to guess they're all blues songs.
Mm-hmm. Going Down South.
All right. Blues, a little groove.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. All right, give me another one.
Sad Days, Lonely Nights. He said so. Gonna have sad days.
Lonely nights. Yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
Doesn't John listen to a lot of blues? Most guitar players love this stuff.
Yeah, I don't know. John's kind of his own thing. He goes down rabbit holes on YouTube watching people play stuff.
Is he a Stevie Ray Vaughan guy? No,
he likes Stevie Ray. Yeah,
I love him so much.
John's more of a rhythm guy, though. You know, like he always laments that he was never like a really great solo player, and you know, he's more of kind of a steady riff guy, or so he says. I mean, I think he certainly can solo better than I can.
Wow.
I go to my two notes. Bini, bini, bini.
It's nice that he's humble, but he's really good.
Okay, so there's the Black Keys. Thank you. I'll tell them you said so. Delta Cream is the name of that record. It's their 10th record, 11 blues covers, paying tributes to all kinds of blues legends. Next up is St. Vincent. It's called Daddy's Home, and this is her 6th album. She says this album, quote, collects stories of being down and out in New York City. Last night's heels on the morning train, glamour that's been up for 3 days straight. Daddy's Home. This is St. Vincent. The only time I've seen her is she was on SNL not all that long ago, I want to say. But she's she's certainly you. I think, Vin, you're a fan of hers, right?
Yes.
I love her. I think she is so, I don't want to say sexy, but she is sexy. She's really, really, and she's a great guitar player. So I don't know. I don't know this record, but I look forward to hearing whatever you're going to play.
All right, here we go. What do we
got? Pay your way in pain.
Reminds me of Prince.
Does. To the store, I was feeling kind of hungry, but didn't have the money, and the shelves were all empty. So I went to the bank to check my checking. The man looked at my face, said, "We don't have a record." Oh no, you thought we had forgotten. The show is only getting started. The super weird.
Yeah.
Trippy.
All right. I like it, though, telling a little story.
Here's The Melting of the Sun.
This is great. That's a little Bowie-esque even. Like, I love this. All right, give me another one.
And Candy Darling. Lives, red bodega roses, you and me.
God, this is great. I love that wonky guitar going, and
it feels unique and also
really unique, but familiar.
You can see the influences. Yeah, that's really cool.
Really great. That's St. Vincent. It's called Daddy's Home. We're gonna move on to Shade. We were playing Trampoline for a long time, and they've actually got a remix. They got the Zane on the remix of their 2018 Trampoline. But so that's on here. Oh, yeah, go ahead. Suddenly the sky erupts. Flames are like the trees, spread to falling leaves. Now they're right upon me. Wait, if I'm on fire, how am I so deep? So he's just singing along with it, basically? High Dive is the name of this record, and this is actually their debut album. They're an indie pop trio. And what else is on this record? Shade.
Here's Part-Time Cycle. Wake up and I'm right as rain, smiling out the window pane. Something pulling on my chain, twisting the wires in my brain.
Okay, give me something else.
Dizzy is this next one. Why, oh, why won't you tell me the truth? I got dizzy drinking whiskey with myself. I got dizzy drinking whiskey.
Uh-oh. That sounds like a problem. I thought we were friends. I thought you were by my side. Oh. All right. That's a Shade. S-H-A-E-D. That's a trampoline's the one you've heard probably on the station and elsewhere. But this is their debut album. High Dive, it's called. Mm-hmm. You know, randomly, Juliana Hatfield has a record out today. She when I worked at the Point in St. Louis, we were playing the F out of this song that she did called My Sister, which I loved. I still sing it. Whenever I talk to my sister, I love my sister and I hate my sister. I hate my sister. She's such a bitch. She acts as if she doesn't even know that I exist. So she's been continuing to do this. These songs. This is her 19th solo album. She was in the Lemonheads for a while, Blake Babies, Some Girls.
She was.
And she, she was like one of those little indie darlings, you know, at the beginning of the whole.
I'm familiar with her. I didn't know she was with Evan Dando in the Lemonheads, though.
Yeah. Not when he was having his hits, I don't think, or the random hits that he had. So Juliana Hatfield's 19th solo album, Blood, is out today. Actually, the cover art is a lady, it's a drawing of a lady in a bikini, like sort of diving, but her arms have been cut off and there's blood coming out. Like, oh my God.
Sheesh.
Boy. So what did you grab off the new Juliana Hatfield?
Here's
Blood.
Nightmare-y.
Go ahead.
All right, here's A Mouthful of Blood. This feels like 90s.
It really, she hasn't made a big departure. You know, she knows who she is, and that's what she's putting out. Let's move on to J. Cole. Mm-hmm. This is his sixth album. You like J. Cole a lot, right?
I like
right?
him a lot, yeah. Okay. I've seen him live at Outside Lands, and I like his past music.
The record's called The Off Season. Give me your favorite on this.
Let's see here. Let's
We're just
go
about
with,
out of time.
Sure. Applying Pressure is this one here. That's why I throw a shout out to online. I pay no mind today, but nine gestures. Please, I got my mind on much bigger things, to say the least. My latest speeches sound like they was released by David East. Verses hit hard, never pitched hard or played the streets. These whips hard behind closed doors, can't pay the lease. Ain't nothing wrong with living check to check, cause most have to. Instead of capping, why don't you talk about being a broke rapper? That's a perspective I respect, because it's real what it's like to be nice as, but gotta stress to pay the bills. That was me in 08, seeing no cake, not even on dates. I celebrated my birth, just did the mental math and calculated my worth. Crazy, didn't know I got more M's than a real Slim Shady video. Big boss, less Rick Ross, more like a wavy hideo.
All right, that's just a little taste of the J. Cole. And did you want to get to the 21 Savage?
Sure, yeah.
So this is, the record is called Spiral from the Book of Saw. It's a pseudo soundtrack for the latest Saw movie. This one stars Chris Rock and Sam Jackson.
Yeah, I've seen the ads for it. It looks really good.
So lots of musical guests on here. And so they're saying pseudo soundtrack, so I have no idea if this is actually music that's included or just like inspired by the new Saw. So Spiral from the Book of Saw, 21 Savage.
Played during the credits, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Here's 21 Savage with Gunna. 25 rest for a surgery. I know you just acting tough. When
I really pull up, you gon' call the authority. I feel like I've heard this song.
Yeah, it sounds like the rest of me. I'm a young king and I'm keeping them warm. Dropped out the push, but ain't got what I want. Smoke with Scotty, it smell like scone. Taking my mama and brother and even that with the guts that you can. So that's Gunna. Here's 21 Savage. Let's jump ahead a little bit. Right here. Rest on a plate. Say you want smoke, we gon' come where you stay. Take my gun everywhere, I'm from the A. We call it thotty, you call it bait. Every try, we slid on tape. We be playing tough, got hit with a Drake. Richie Paranoid in the hills with a cake. Right, nip it in the bud, I check.
You like it?
I do.
Look at you go.
I like 21.
All right, there's a little taste of what's out. New music today. Thank you, Bryn. What a wonderful job you did on
that. Oh, thank you
Your
so
crossfading skills are just sick what you're doing over there. Just quietly being excellent.
I've been doing it for a while now.
Yep. All right, Vincent, what's coming up?
Crazy stories about your roommates. Those make the news. And more after.
Sarah and Vinny.